So we went on down from Pont Brocard, Notre Dame, and then we went to St. Denis-le-Gas. My platoon was put on the south end of town on a roadblock, and then another roadblock was put on the north end of town, because Patton then was coming in through Cherbourg and driving the German troops down from Cherbourg towards us. Our job was to cut off as many of them as we could to not let them escape into the other part of France, where they could be free to fight some more. So at Notre Dame, we set up the block and tried to keep them from coming through Notre Dame. I got word in the middle of the night to move to the north end of town. And my lieutenant was at the CP, and he couldn't get back to me, so I had to do it. So we're running up the street going to the north end of town, and some officer stopped me, and he says, "Who are you?" And I said, "B-41st, 2nd Platoon. He says, "Good, they broke in the north end of town. Go up and stop them." I said, "Yes, sir." So, stupid, I said, "Yes, sir." So we're running up there, and suddenly I hear these tanks coming, and I knew German tanks noise because we'd been used to them. I said to myself, "Stop them with what? I don't have anything to stop them. My anti-tank gun is back there at the other roadblock, and I don't have the half-track with me to pull it, because we put the half-track in a safe area because they're thin-skinned. And those German tanks coming, the first one he rounds the corner is going to fire." And so I told everybody, "Get out of here. Take off. Leave the street." Except me. I'm against the wall. I couldn't get past there. Oh, hell. So I just hugged the wall, and the first tank came around the corner, and wham, he let that cannon go. And I don't know whether it was a 88 or a 75 or what the hell it was, but it was loud enough and big enough. There's a wave from a shell as it goes by, you know. It just picked me up, put me up on top of this wall I was by, and knocked me over on the other side. I always said I had to have a guardian angel with me that helped me get up on that wall besides what the tank did. When I landed down on the other side, I'd been hit with a fragment in my left leg, and I was laying there. So I start crawling around, hunting for the guys, and we crawled back to our half tracks, and we found our mines. We carried mines on the half tracks, and we took them out to the road and put mines down to keep the German tanks from coming up the road we were on to protect that part of the town. During the night, a couple of times, they tried to get me out of there because they said, "You're hit, and you're crawling around." And I said, "Well, I'm not going anywhere tonight."
So your wound was in your leg.
Yeah.
Shrapnel.
Yeah.
Had to be tremendous pain.
It was, but you weren't thinking about that. You could have worse pain than that. So anyway, the next morning, the company commander come up there, and he knew we'd had a hell of a fight that night. And he says, "Well, where's Anders?" They said, "He's laying down over there because he was hit last night, and he wouldn't leave." And so they picked me up and took me to the aid station, flew me to England. Well, I'm in England, I woke up in a hospital, and there's two MPs by my bed. And I wonder, what the heck are these guys doing here? So I raised up in bed and let out a big, loud cuss word, and a couple of nurses come running over, and they said, "He's an American." And I said, "Gee, right I am." And I pull out my dog tags, and they said, "Well, you had a camouflage suit on. We thought you were German, so we were holding you for interrogation. All we did was cut your pants leg and take the fragment out and left you alone. We didn't clean you or anything." So, that was awful the way I treated those people, because they were doing the best they could and what they were supposed to do. They sent me to two psychiatrists. One of them said, "You're crazy." And I said, "No, I'm not crazy." So he sent me to another psychiatrist, and that one says, "You're not crazy, but I'm going to do you a favor. I'm sending you home." I says, "No, you're not." He says, "What do you want?" I says, "I want to go back to my guys up there." He says, "You want to go back and get shot at some more?" I says, "Those are my guys. You think I could sit at home and be wondering what's happening to them? And I'm not too badly wounded. I can go back." And he says, "Well, I guess you are crazy, and I am sending you back." And so I did go back.
How long were you in the hospital?
Probably about a month. And as soon as I could limp, I didn't want to stay there. I didn't want to stay there because I was mad at everybody in the rear. Because they didn't know what was going on up there. That was the wrong approach for me to take, but then I couldn't take it. People having a ball in the back and the guys up there getting killed, I couldn't take it.
So they thought you were crazy because of your action.
Yeah.
That's why they sent you to a psychiatrist.
Yeah.
And you could have gone home.
Twice I was offered to go home during the war, and I wouldn't go. I couldn't do that. In my mind, I could not do it.
This was Band of Brothers, wasn't it?
Well, kind of like that, yeah, sure.
You were just so bonded with those guys.
Because we were brothers in so many ways, so many ways.
That was your first wound.